Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better health care policies and therefore better health care.
American College of Physicians President Dr. Omar Atik says voting and health are directly connected. New College of Physicians research published in the Annals of Internal Medicine finds so much health care access is determined by politics that states where it's easier to vote are significantly healthier. Anti-vaccine candidates are racking up wins in state elections while childhood vaccination rates drop. In Louisiana, 29 candidates endorsed by Stand for Health Freedom opposed to mandatory vaccinations won in off-year elections last fall. Republican State Representative Kathy Edmondson says the government should not trump parental rights.
It's all about freedom. Mandates are not about freedom. Mandates are about restrictions. You can opt out. You have an exemption if you so choose.
The state has the third lowest child vaccination rate and may be low enough to hurt public health. At least six states are looking at making school board candidates declare their party affiliation on the ballot. Opponents say it's important not to politicize school finances or the hiring of staff, but supporters, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, say too often voters back candidates whose views they oppose.
So we want transparency. We want people to be able to do what they think is best and educating voters to the maximum degree.
A dozen states will implement laws this year banning so-called ghost guns. Democratic Colorado Governor Jared Polis says the firearms, often assembled at home or 3D printed without serial numbers, allow owners to evade background checks.
These pre-assembled, click-together, untraceable, deadly weapons are a very dangerous loophole. We are taking an important step to close that loophole.
Police say the number of ghost guns used in crimes is rising quickly. The U.S. had nearly 40 mass shootings last year, with more than 200 people killed. The mayors of Chicago, Denver, and New York say Texas Governor Greg Abbott has resumed what they call the inhumane and dangerous busing of migrants to their cities. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says families are arriving unannounced in the cold early morning hours and straining city resources.
Well, what we have is clearly an international and federal crisis that local governments are being asked to subsidize. And this is unsustainable.
New York City is receiving nearly 4,000 migrants a week. Mayor Eric Adams is telling bus companies to give advance notice of their arrival. The mayors want more federal migrant aid and faster work authorizations. New border policies combined with a foreign aid package are stuck in congressional negotiations. And year-end remarks by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts focused on the promise and risks of artificial intelligence. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.